Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Where to Hide a Star. This story was written by Oliver Jeffers. And I guess my question to you before we read it is, if you had a star, where could you possibly store it? They're so big, right? And bright? This is a real thinker. Today's story is read by Mommy and
I'm a little Frank.
You're a little Frank? Well, hi, little Frank.
Hi.
I'm so excited that you're here today. Are you ready for a story?
Uh-huh.
I've got a good one for you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hmm. After this, will you go to my snow garden?
I would love to.
My snow farm?
A snow farm? Sounds wonderful. Sounds cold. I better get a coat. But first, let's read about this, because I think there might be snow in this story, too. Are you ready? Okay. Once there was a boy, and together with his two friends, and the two friends are a black and white penguin and a golden star, he would often play hide and seek. Well, the boy mostly did the seeking, as he was the only one who could count, so it was the others who hid. And it looks like they might not be the best at it. The star is hiding behind a chair, and the penguin is not even sure where to go. So the star wasn't very good at hiding, and it was always easy to find. Even when the boy literally puts it in a box. Ta-da! It's in the box. Oh, my. The penguin had a favorite hiding place, where they'd usually end up after the boy had found the star. It was a routine they enjoyed. What is a routine? Do you know?
Something to do over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Ritual, routine.
My routine is wake up and tend snow peas.
Wonderful.
Like frozen peas.
Oh.
That people like eat as frozen, like frozen peas.
Oh.
Eaten frozen.
Amazing. Until the day the penguin hid extra well and got stuck. And we can see him. He's wedged himself between two rocks. The boy needed both hands to rescue his friend, so he placed the star in his rowboat and carried the penguin home, where they settled down for lunch. Not until mid-afternoon did they realize the star was missing. And thinking it must have started a new game of hide-and-seek, they set off looking. They looked in all the usual spots, and it wasn't behind the curtains or under the sofa, and it wasn't in the cupboard or the box, and it wasn't behind the chair, and it wasn't in the shed by the pier or anywhere. Only we can see where it is in the picture. And if you remember what I said, it got in the boat, right? He put it in the boat. And what happens to tides? Do they stay where they are all the time? No, they do not. They move. And the tide has come in and the boat has been taken and pulled out to sea. And now the star is alone in the boat, being thrown about on a mighty sea, which is raging in a storm. Oh, dear. Meanwhile, the boy and the penguin are at home. Now, the star had never been this good at hiding before, and the boy began to worry. It was lost. So the boy decided to radio for help, and he gets on his radio. And the Martian, who knew more about stars than him, came at once. We can see that he is called the Martian. At that moment, far to the north, the rowboat hit something solid with a bump, and the star fell into the snow.
Snow?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's the line of the end of my property.
Yeah?
This is taking place close to where I live.
Amazing.
By the way, I've seen that boat before.
Have you?
Yeah.
You should put that star back in it and send it back where it came from.
I don't know where the boat is right now.
Okay.
Or the star.
Well, let's see what happens. Back at home, the Martian used the star finder on his spaceship and located the star at the North Pole. So they all set off north on a rescue mission. Once there was a girl who loved stars very much, and she had always dreamed of having a star as her friend. And one day, she couldn't believe her luck when she found a star simply washed up on the shore. Oh, no. As the girl enjoyed playing with her new friend, the boy, hurrying to rescue his friend, was getting closer and closer. And we can see the girl is just having the best time ever. Though when he got there, it seemed the star didn't need rescuing after all. The boy stands with his jaw dropped, looking out, because there's the girl holding the star in a great big hug. It had found a new friend. The girl didn't know what to do. The boy didn't know either. They both wanted the star, but they didn't want to make someone else unhappy. Then the Martian suggested another game of hide and seek. But this time, he would help the star to hide. And so while the girl and the boy counted, the star and the Martian headed higher and higher. And the Martian hung the star in the night sky. And when they finished counting, the girl and the boy looked all around for the star. And before long, they agreed they should split into teams to widen their search. The girl continued to search the North Pole for the star, while the boy and the penguin rode home to look there. And although it took a while once the sky grew dark, both the girl and the boy finally found their star after all. The star had always been easy to find.
How?
Well, it's in the night sky, right? And so here they are. They've got their little radios, and they're talking, and they look up, and there's the star. And they're like, I found it, and I found it, at the same time. And everyone lived happily ever after, because now every single night they could watch it in the night sky.
At the same time, you say the same thing as I do at the same time.
Ready?
I found it!
There you go, my friends. That is... Say it with me. The end!
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.